Saga Egmont presents Bible History and Myth, read by Patrick Warner. Welcome. Although the Bible's message is aimed at believers, historians have also painstakingly delved into the Old and New Testaments, using the scriptures as a source to chart the period when the world's first civilizations were established. The Bible's stories may be impossible to verify from a historical perspective, but they could have their origins in real events. So geologists hunt for the truth about the Great Flood and Noah's Ark. Meteorologists and biologists try to explain what could have caused the 10 plagues that struck Egypt, while scientists and scholars search for evidence of disasters that could have wiped out the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This issue delves into the Bible's greatest enigmas, providing not only interesting reading, but also prompting thought-provoking questions about how far apart science and faith really are. Contents. 1. The truth about the Old Testament. 2. The first Jews. 3. The Bible's uncharted world. 4. Who was Jesus? 5. Insight into the Dead Sea Scrolls. 6. Jewish rituals. 7. Forbidden art. 1. The truth about the Old Testament. It's easy to dismiss the Bible's dramatic narratives as works of fiction, but scientists today have explanations for how the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah could have suddenly disappeared and what caused Egypt's 10 plagues. They have even found a clue to the location of the Garden of Eden. In the 1860s, a young British researcher named George Smith made an unexpected discovery. On some 4,000-year-old Babylonian clay tablets, hidden in the storerooms of the British Museum, he found inscriptions with the names of Israelite kings that he knew from the Bible. Intrigued, Smith began looking for other connections between the inscriptions on the tablets and the texts of the Old Testament. He worked tirelessly in the semi-darkness of the storerooms, piecing together fragments of clay tablets, some only a few centimetres across. Smith's efforts proved fruitful. After months of work, his eyes fell on a passage that echoed the Bible. It spoke of an old man, Utnapishtim, who took his family and an assortment of animals aboard a large boat as a tumultuous storm raged. Unfortunately, the rest of the tale was missing, but the similarity to the Bible's story of Noah was clear to Smith. In his diary, he wrote excitedly about the discovery and reported that he was convinced there must be a connection between the two stories. As a result, the following year, Smith began excavating King Assurbanipal's ancient library in the city of Nineveh, in what is now Iraq. Here, 22 years earlier, British archaeologists had unearthed the Babylonian stone tablets that Smith had pieced together. Smith soon found what he was looking for. Out of the ground in Mesopotamia emerged another fragment with an inscription. The texts on the new find described how the god of wisdom, Ea, told Utnapishtim to build a boat to escape the great flood that was coming. Utnapishtim agreed. Then Ea said, "Leave behind possessions, wealth, and seek the living people. Bring inside the boat the seeds of all living creatures." The tale continued on another tablet. "Bring in the sheep inside the boat, birds, cattle, and the creatures of the land." For Smith, the words were synonymous with the story of Noah in Genesis. "Go into the ark, you and your whole family. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate." Smith couldn't believe that was mere coincidence. The Black Sea caused the flood. Today, Smith is credited as the man who found and interpreted the epic poem of the Babylonian king Gilgamesh, which is written on a series of tablets. Smith was also the first to find connections between the texts of the Bible and other historical sources, thus initiating modern biblical scholarship. Smith died, aged 36, of dysentery, during an expedition in what's now Syria. But before that, he was the first to find evidence that the Bible's account of Noah and the flood could have been rooted in much older accounts. According to biblical scholars, the tablets Smith found prove that the story of Noah's Ark is centuries older than the biblical narrative and had been written down much earlier in Mesopotamia, modern-day Iran.